no one's a shepherd? Oh. Who here lives next to a shepherd? Who here is best friends with a shepherd? Does anyone know a shepherd? Oh, there's a girl at your school who's a shepherd.
Her name is Janet Shepherd.
Oh, well, that's almost as good. Her name is Janet Shepherd. That's. I think that actually might be as close as we're going to get today to knowing someone who's a shepherd. Because the thing is that I live in the centre of a city. And quite a lot of you do too. And so when I read that Jesus tells me that he's the good shepherd, to be totally honest, I don't really understand what that means. So I reckon today we need to use the Bible to help us find out what Jesus really means when he talks about being our good shepherd. So what I'm going to do is right at the start, we are going to split up into groups. If you're at the front, I want you, if your parents be with your kids and have a group mix of adults and kids. And if you're at the back, just get in back groups of five adults. So do you want to all kind of move yourselves around in your chairs, turn yourself around, get yourselves into little groups. If you're a member of the church and you see someone that you don't recognize and they're looking like they need a friend, invite them into your group. Because we don't want anyone sitting by themselves and not having anyone to talk to. So there's a group here. All of you at the back are pretending I'm not talking to you. So I'm going to encourage you to turn around and risk. Let's start by introducing ourselves. Find your group and then just tell everybody your names. That's a good place to start, isn't it? So let's do that. So let's all find our groups, get into our groups. Brilliant. So now you have all shared your names, what I'm going to do is you'll find Bibles on your chairs, and there's also some kids' Bibles up here I'll hand out in a minute. So I'm going to give out to each of you a Bible verse. I want one person in the group to read out that Bible verse. The rest of you can follow it in your Bibles if you want to. Then what I want you to do is I want you to discuss what that passage is saying about shepherds. Okay? And then if you get through that one really fast, because you're really keen, there are some more verses at the bottom. And then in a minute, we're all going to come back together and we're going to talk about what we have discovered. How many groups are here? There's another group over here. Brilliant. Here we go. Is this one group or two? One group? Here you go. Ooh, a bit of a leaning. Here we are. So find one person who's an... Oh, you've got one already. Oh, well done. Nominated reader. And if you can read that out. Here you are, Matthew here. And you have John here. Brilliant. So nominated reader, read out your passage. So once you've chatted through that verses, if you've got to the end of that, then how about looking at one of the other Bible passages and seeing what that says? And then in a couple of minutes, we're going to come back. Okay, how are we doing? Have we all got somewhere? We all had a good chat? Brilliant. Well, do you want to come and find your ways to facing back to the front? And I hear that down here they voted themselves the best group. So we're going to see whether they come back with the best answers. And if they do, then they get a gold star. So to find out exactly everything the Bible has says, big ears, small mouth, has said about shepherds, I need to invite a special friend. Who wants to find out who my special friend is? Shall I introduce to you Paddy, the 20 AD shepherd? Come on, Paddy, come up to the front. Do you want to stand on the stage, Paddy, just in case anyone misses you? So, I'd like to introduce Paddy. Paddy has come to us directly from 20 AD, dressed in the official style of the day with the beard. But unfortunately, Paddy has lost his shepherd's gear. So although he's wearing the right dresses, he actually hasn't got the stuff he needs to be a shepherd. And so we are going to have to use our Bible verses to try and get him sorted. So hands up, who is looking at Ezekiel 34 verses 11 to 15? You were, and you guys were? Brilliant. Okay, so what did you find was the biggest thing that passage talked about the shepherd doing?
He gathered all the lost sheep that were on the cloudy night.
He gathered the sheep, and what did he do when he gathered them?
He brings them together and feeds them.
Oh! Did you get my sound effects? Now the thing is that, well, tell me, who knows what sheep eat? Come on, you tell me what sheep eat, Tegan.
The best grass.
Sheep love grass. Sheep are not, in fact, difficult animals to feed, let's face it. It's not like you or me. We'd kind of like a different meal every night, Mummy, thank you very much. And we maybe like a pudding too. Sheep actually just want a bit of grass and a bit of water. But do you know what? It's not as easy as that. You see, in Israel, where our 20 AD shepherd lives, is not like Ireland. What happened last night? We had an awful lot of rain, didn't we, last night? And what happens when rain falls on grass? It grows and it grows and it grows, and so there's loads of grass. But in Israel, with Paddy, they don't get much rain. And the land is not beautiful and rolling like it is in Ireland. It's really, really mountainous, Paddy, isn't it? Mountainous and hard work. And the grass that grows there, it doesn't grow all year round. It only grows some of the year in some of the places. And so our dear Paddy has to spend an awful lot of time moving his flock around to try and get enough grass for the sheep to eat. So I need someone to give Paddy a backpack that in their days was called a scrip, but we can call it a backpack today. And that keeps his bread and his cheese and his dried olives and his dried fruit so that he has enough food to go and help his sheep find food. Would you come and give that to Paddy? Would you tell him this is your scrip so you have enough food to eat? Well done. Round of applause. Brilliant. So the shepherd helps the sheep find food. Okay, who read 1 Samuel? Who read 1 Samuel? Someone must have done. Brilliant. Now, what was 1 Samuel all about? Who are the two big characters?
David and Goliath.
David and Goliath. Who knows the story of David and Goliath? There, I bet some of you do. Okay, tell me what happened in David and Goliath. What did it tell you about shepherds?
That they protected the sheep.
They protected the sheep. Do you know what? In Paddy's time, sheep were very popular animals. Sheep were generally kept near the temple for sacrifices, but Paddy the shepherd didn't keep his sheep for sacrifices. He kept them for shearing. That meant that every year he cut off all their wool and he made fantastic things with it. But the problem is that it's not only shepherds who like sheep. There are wolves and lions. That, what noise does a lion make? And bears, who like to eat sheep for their dinner. And there are thieves and robbers who like to steal the sheep and sell them and eat them themselves. So Paddy here has to be a dab hand at protection. Now tell me, yeah, because the thing is as well, is that lions and bears and wolves don't come during office hours. It's very rude. They don't stick to 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and so the shepherd can have a weekend off. They can come any time of the day or night, so Paddy always has to be prepared. Now tell me, what were the two things that David took when he went to fight Goliath that were the shepherd's means of protection?
He took stones in a little bag, and...
Can't. Thanks, John.
And a sling.
Okay, but do you know what? There's something else there as well as a sling. I never realised this in this story before. There's a sling. But there's something else beginning with S as well. I'm sorry, Helen, that you're actually getting... Everyone else in your group is like heads down. Like, I don't talk to me. I'm not really part of this group. Helen's just the group.
Yeah, you.
Go on.
Kath, can you please give the mic to someone else?
Oh, okay. Is it? It does say it. Where does it say it? What verse does it say? It says it in. Who else? Someone else was reading this verse as well. Who else has seen their heads down? Because two groups had it. No. Okay. Do you know what I'm going to tell you? He had a sling. And he had a staff. Now, do you know what? I always thought a staff was one of those long poles because all shepherds had bad backs. This is not true. A staff is a baseball bat. It's a baseball bat with nails on the end of it. Now, who is going to give this to Paddy? Paddy is not generally a violent type, but go on, would you? But the thing is, when you've got the lions and the robbers and thieves coming up on your back, you have to have something to give them a good whack around the head with. So, Paddy needs a staff. And then the thing that we all recognised, wasn't it? He needed a sling. Now, how does the sling work? Who knows the story of David and Goliath? What did David do? Yeah, go on, Brendan. What did David do?
He put a stone in the sling and he threw it at Goliath and it hit him on the forehead.
Yeah, and what happened to Goliath?
He fell on the ground.
It was such a deadly weapon. That's fantastic, Brendan. So this is our invented sling. He kind of went like that and he went... Would you give that to Paddy? Do you know, guys, the shepherd used to be so good with the sling that if a sheep was wandering off, he could aim a stone just behind the sheep's bottom to give it a fright and make it come back in again. He was that damn hand with a sling. Okay, so he's got enough food to eat. He's protected. He can protect his sheep from the lions and the bears and the wolves and thieves and the robbers. Who read Luke 15? Let's speed it up a little bit. Who read Luke 15? Hands up. The lost sheep? Spot on. So, next thing, what does a shepherd do?
The shepherd goes after the sheep if one is lost.
He goes and finds a lost sheep. Now, this is where the bad back machine comes in. So, this is actually called a rod. It should have a hooked end, but it doesn't. Who wants to give Paddy the rod? Oh, come on, someone over here. So, the rod, this had two uses. At the end of the day, you know all sheep go into a sheep pen. At the end of the day, the sheep pen was very, very tall and a very, very small door. At the end of the day, the shepherd, I'm going to show Paddy how to do the shepherd, held the rod down low And just like with our maze, all the sheep had to go underneath it so he could count all the sheep at the end of the day. And then if he got to 99, like the story of the lost sheep, he very well had to go and find the last one, didn't he? So he had to leave the rest in the sheep pen and take his rod, and he had to go and he could hook up a sheep's leg with it and find it if it was lost and bleating and look after it. So we're nearly there now. Just one last thing. Who read Matthew 9? This was a little difficult. I couldn't find something that exactly said what I wanted to say. So what is the last thing we find that shepherds did?
He came and looked and he found it.
And when he found it, if there was, what did you see about how he looked after the sheep if they maybe weren't 100%?
He went and he helped them.
He did help them. That was exactly what he did. Because the problem is that in Paddy's time, we didn't have any golden pages and we didn't have any vets to call. If there was something wrong with the sheep, Paddy had to be a doctor as well. That's quite a lot to ask of somebody, isn't it? But that's what he had to do. And so who would give Paddy his medical box? His medical box in Paddy's time is actually called a horn. And that horn was an animal horn filled with oil. And when the sheep were coming in at the end of the day, and if one of them was injured, they would have oil put on them to help heal them and make them feel better. So there's one final thing. We can see that Paddy, he will find food for the sheep. He will protect them when wild beasts come and attack them. He will look after them if something's wrong, and with his rods he will find them if they get lost. So the final thing, John 10, this isn't an actual thing, but it's very, very important. What does it say in John 10?
Well, actually, I know that it says that he's about to, like, tell the truth to the sheep, and the sheep actually knew our voice because our shepherd is God.
Yeah, that's the key. Do you remember when you guys, that's brilliant, is it? Well done. When you guys were doing that assault course and you had your blindfolds on, just imagine if there'd been no Paddy the shepherd to help you get through the assault course. You wouldn't know what to do, would you? So the most important thing Paddy had, as long as all these things, was a voice. He could shout. And the amazing thing about shepherds in biblical times is that Paddy, because he wasn't going to kill all his sheep, he was looking after them for their wool, he would know all his sheep. He would have had about 100 sheep, and he would have known each one of them by name. Just like if I could stand up here and name all of your names, the sheep would be just like that to the shepherd. He would look at each one of them, and they would all be an individual. They'd be unique with their own character, and he would have names for them. And the shepherds used to have their own language that they would talk to their sheep. Isn't that amazing? So they were never lonely. And at the beginning of the day, when the sheep pen was opened, that sheep pen was shared with lots of other shepherds. And the shepherds all used to stand around in a big semicircle, and they used to call out the names of their sheep. And the sheep would trot out one by one and come and stand with their shepherd. Their sheep knew the shepherd's voice, and the shepherd knew his sheep. The shepherd would direct them to the right pastures using his voice. He would warn them of dangers. He would encourage them if they were sick. And he would call to them if they got lost. And the thing is that Jesus said that he is the good shepherd. He said that he would provide for all our needs by finding our food, that he will protect us from harm, that he will guide us in the right direction, and he will bring healing to us if we're injured. But the thing is that it's all very well for Paddy to stand here, but do you know what? This was a really hard job. The sheep got so well cared for the shepherd to do that, he had to be up all night. He had to always be alert, didn't he, watching out for the wolves, if the wolves came or the lions came. There would be landslides and sudden flooding in the area where he was looking after the sheep. So you always had to be alert. You always had to be ready to move your sheep on. You were lonely. You weren't with your family. You were a long way away from them. David and Goliath. David was a long way away from his family when his brothers went to war. All of that so that the sheep could be well cared for and fed and sleep well at night. Thank you, Paddy. Give Paddy a round of applause. In Matthew 9, what the group down here was reading, this is what it says about Jesus. He said, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. You see, Jesus has such compassion on us, for us, that he cannot stand by. And when he sees us in our needs, he has to say, I am your shepherd. I will lead you. I will protect you. I will feed you and provide for your needs. Just like the other shepherds, that generosity comes at a price for Jesus too. What did Jesus have to do so that he could be our good shepherd? Alex, what did Jesus have to do so he could say that he was our good shepherd? He had to tell him, and he had to give up his life, didn't he, for us? He, like the shepherds, some shepherds died protecting their flock because the lions were so fierce. And Jesus chose to die on the cross for us so that he could be our good shepherd. And why did he do it?
So we didn't have to die.
And this is what it says in John 10, that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I want to tell you this for you guys back here, because this bit is fascinating. The whole bit about John 10, about the good shepherd, is in John 10. If you read John 9, you'll realize what led up to it. And there was a great hoo-ha because Jesus healed a blind man. You'd think if Jesus healed a blind man that everybody would be rather pleased about it. But the problem is that he healed him on the Sabbath. And the Sabbath was the day when in Jesus' time no one was supposed to do anything. So even though Jesus did an amazing thing, the Pharisees and the Sadducees went, they did not like it at all. But Jesus was like, but this man is blind and I can heal him. Isn't this the most obvious thing in the world to do? Jesus has such compassion on him. He wanted to heal him and he wanted to tell him that he was the Son of God, the Messiah. Jesus has exactly the same compassion for each one of us. When he sees each one of us in whatever's going on in our lives, whatever's difficult, whatever's challenging, wherever we need him to be our shepherd, he has that much compassion that he cannot stand by. And that's what I want you to take away from today, is that Jesus, as the shepherd, has all those different skills, and he wants us to say, yeah, I'll be your sheep. I will follow you so that you can look after me. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a little bit of time just to think about that. Because as I was learning all about the shepherd, all those different things have different meanings to each one of us at different times, don't they? Sometimes one thing is more important to us than another. So what we have is we have Psalm 23 that's going to be put in a minute, which is all about the Lord being our shepherd. And we're just going to spend some time just thinking about all the different things that we talked about and thinking about what part of that we really want to own for ourselves today. What part of Jesus being our shepherd? And what we want to do at the end of the service, we always offer prayer ministry for the adults. But so the kids can have a chance to be prayed with. We've got some chairs just up here and also here. And I'm going to ask, Paddy's there, and maybe another couple of guys who help with the core kids team. If you'd come and sit here, and I'll sit next to Paddy, and during the psalm, if there's anyone in Core Kids who would like to be prayed for maybe something that we talked about today, or anything else that's going on, then you come and sit next to us, and we can pray for you while we're listening to this psalm, okay? So if you'd be able to put it on now. So just take the time now just to shut your eyes, just listen to the music, and just allow the Lord to remind you that he is our good shepherd. And if you're in Core Kids, do come up if you'd like to be prayed for. Me and Paddy would love to pray with you.